A young family is vacationing in the woods when there is suddenly a knock at the cabin. Well, that's not quite what happened in this film. The film Knock at the Cabin, which stars Dave Bautista as Leonard, Jonathan Groff as Eric, Rupert Grint as Redmond, Nikki Bird as Sabrina, Ben Aldridge as Andrew, Abby Quinn as Adrian, and Kristen Cui as Wynn. The film actually starts off with Wynn collecting grasshoppers in the garden out front of the cabin. They're in the woods, and then along comes Dave Bautista's character, Leonard. He makes friends with her right away. She's like, I don't talk to strangers. And he's like, okay, well, let's talk for a minute so we won't be strangers. And then eventually Wynn runs away from him, and she goes back to the house and says, Daddy, Daddy, there's someone outside in this house. Wynn is the adopted daughter of a homosexual couple played by Jonathan Groff and Ben Aldridge. This could have been a straight couple for the purposes of this film. It didn't really matter. I think they were just trying to check off some diversity checkboxes, and they ended up doing that with Knock at the Cabin. Eventually, all of the four people show up at the door, and they demand to be let in, and they're knocking at the door, And so as the story goes, they let them in, or they break their way in, and they tie them up, and they say, look, basically it comes down to this. One of the three of you has to die in order for the world not to end. And of course, they were like, that is ridiculous. No one here is going to die. No one is sacrificing anyone. I think that was the line that was used. So it kind of goes from there. I would say the name of the film, Knock at the Cabin, I think is a poor name for a movie, but it was based on a book called The Cabin at the End of the World by Paul Tremblay, according to IMDb trivia. The other thing I wanted to mention was that this film had a budget of $20 million. As of my recording this, which is in about a month after the film released, has earned over $36 million worldwide. It's not a complete failure. This is a M. Night Shyamalan movie, so you expect it to be a thriller with probably some twists and turns as the film goes. I just wanted to say that the little girl that played the part of Wynn, I think she was the main star of the film. I think she was really good, and she is the one who captured the heart of the audience. I found Knock at the Cabin to be relatively entertaining. I wouldn't say I liked the way it ended. I thought it was sort of predictable. This whole idea that these four people are supposedly the four horses of the apocalypse was just, to me, an absurdly ridiculous thing. I was sort of hoping this to be more grounded in reality rather than fictional tales and stories such as that. In the end, I did find the film entertaining, but I couldn't recommend it to anyone, and I would only give this film 2 stars.